You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Beginning Thursday, June 19th, weather permitting, the Price County Highway Department will be adding gravel to the shoulders of County Highway A. The work zone will be between State Highway 13 and U.S. Highway 8 in the town of Prentice. County Highway A will be limited to one lane of traffic in the work zone from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and due to delays this may cause in your travels and the substantial work crew within the work zone, the Price County Highway Department is recommending an alternative route of State Highway 13 to U.S. Highway 8. Please allow extra time for your commute, and as always, bring yourself an extra cup of coffee, because we all know how absolutely thrilling the work zone is. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your understanding and cooperation. Saturday, June 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's a pie and ice cream social fundraiser at the Old Town Hall Museum in Fifield. This is hosted by the Price County Historical Society and is your opportunity to tour both the Old Town Hall and Greenfield School Museums and enjoy the displays. All proceeds will go towards buildings and grounds maintenance. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at West 7213 Pine Street, which is Highway 13, in Fifield. Beware of getting sick this weekend with the high temperatures arriving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Temperatures are climbing across Wisconsin, with some parts of the state expecting dangerous heat this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has some tips on what to do when the weather gets too hot. Remember to stay in cool places when at all possible, hydrate regularly with water, check on your family and friends to ensure that they're staying safe as well, remember your pets as they can be much more vulnerable than you are in the heat, delay outdoor activities until nightfall if possible, though we are aware that Wisconsin's unofficial state bird of the mosquito can sometimes make that a bit difficult, and always have an emergency kit prepared, just in case tragedy strikes. Remember, even though the temperatures are climbing, your stress doesn't have to if you just pay attention. Looking for something to do this weekend? Be sure to check out the Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales. These will be taking place all over Park Falls with over 20 sales listed, including large multi-household sales, where you are sure to find some treasures. A complete list of participating businesses and garage sales is available at business.parkfalls.com and on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Once again, this is beginning Friday at 9 a.m. and continuing through the weekend for the Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales. Hurricane season started, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains that there's a good chance for above-normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above-normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an end zone neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina, This means that the trade winds are weaker. And with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL, former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as, you know, as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape and stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere inches ever closer to being released. Jeremy Allen White plays the boss and has gotten high praise after sneak peeks. The cast also includes Jeremy Strong, who plays John Landau, Springsteen's longtime manager, and Stephen Graham as Bruce's father, Doug. According to Variety, the trailer is now available to view on YouTube. Deliver Me From Nowhere tells the story of the time in the boss's career when he took a break from touring and made the Nebraska album. The film hits theaters October 24th. Ted Danson says when he gave advice or predicted things while he was on Cheers, he was often completely wrong. One of his big miscues was predicting that Shelley Long was not at all right for the role of Diane Chambers. Danson told the story to Andy Richter during an episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast that he does with Woody Harrelson. Not only was she right for the role, Long went on to garner 5 Emmy nominations, and Danson, although they had differences at times, said no one could have done it better. Sometimes superheroes need to be stuck up for when they are being bullied. At least when it comes to movies. The marvelous Miss Maisel, also known as Rachel Brosnahan, stuck up for superhero movies. She chatted with Amanda Seyfried for an article in Interview magazine. Both actors agreed if an actor is going to do a superhero role, they need to own it. As opposed to what Dakota Johnson said after starring in Madam Web and basically trashing the film after it flopped at the box office. Brosnahan is set to play Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman film. As usual, there will be a battle for the top spot at the box office this coming weekend. Distribution prognosticators are predicting How to Train Your Dragon will keep the top spot after a monster opening weekend. Duking it out for the number 2 spot at the box office, according to Variety, will be 28 Years Later, the third installment of the 28 Days franchise, and first installment of a new trilogy and Pixar's Elio, a little bit of horror and some family-friendly fare. Comedian Tom Segura has seen success on Netflix with his show Bad Thoughts, which gives us a look into the stand-up comic's brain through vignettes, revealing his dark comedy and comedic sensibilities. Segura was thrilled at the news that his show is getting a second season. According to Deadline, his response when he heard the news was, "It was such a thrill to get the opportunity to entertain and horrify audiences with our very bad thoughts on Netflix." There's a new series on the way from Marvel Cinematic Universe. Dominique Thorne revises her role Ironheart from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Thorne and her co-star Alex Ramos were on the Today Show discussing the new venture, and they appear to have the full backing of MCU hero Iron Man Robert Downey Jr., who appeared by video call from the set of Avengers Doomsday, where he is playing Dr. Doom. The first 3 episodes of Ironheart will be available to stream on Disney Plus June 24th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds and warm today with some showers and thunderstorms developing by later in the day. High temps in the lower 80s. The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues into the nighttime. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.